This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Temperatures in California are forecast to reach well into the triple digits today and tomorrow as a blistering heat wave there continues. Sacramento hit 116 degrees earlier this week. Cell phone alerts sent to millions of Californians warned of power outages unless customers lowered their energy use. Many people did, in fact, reduce their power usage. And so far, the power grid in California is holding up. But climate change is increasingly posing threats to power grids across the country. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
Climate change stresses the power grid in all sorts of ways. It's not just heat waves and high demand for electricity.
If you look at the West right now, we're seeing extensive drought, which has substantially reduced hydropower output.
Jesse Jenkins is at Princeton University.
High temperatures and dry conditions also make the West a tinderbox that's ripe for wildfires, which in California, when there's a high risk, they have been shutting off portions of the grid.
And often all of those things are happening at the same time. Joshua Rhodes at the University of Texas at Austin says to make the grid more resilient,
we're going to have to build stuff, but there's also we're going to have to manage stuff differently.
Build stuff like better batteries to store wind and solar power. And he says more clean, reliable sources of power like geothermal and nuclear. And in terms of managing things differently,
having better programs for basically paying people to consume less energy.
Instead of just asking people to use less energy at peak times, Rhodes says, could make a big difference. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.